becoming, you know, an administrator was always kind of a goal of mine.
Megan Lundgren is a fifth grade elementary special education teacher in the North Tonawanda City School District. She's currently enrolled in the LIFS program, learning about administration in education.
My instructors are local administrators, which is nice. And I just feel like it's not only enriching me as a teacher, but it's giving me great perspective for a future in administration.
The North Tonawanda City District was able to partner with UB through a state education department grant called Strengthening Teacher Leader Effectiveness.
Because we see in Megan as a teacher leader, a future administrator.
Lori Berger is a graduate of the LIFS program and is director of personnel in the North Tonawanda City School Districts.
Like the investment through the grant and the partnership with UB, that we're getting something out of our investment, and that's the program for Megan.
Being a younger teacher, I think that it really, their support and belief in me has made me want to pursue this, you know, even more. And I think many people that decide to go in administration do so because, you know, they care about their district and they want to affect positive change in their own district.
The LIFS program encourages future administrators to apply for jobs within their districts that they are working in. Berger says as teachers, they understand the real learning experience for students, and this would make them better administrators in the future.
We are faced with so many mandates from the state and federal government that the LIFS program being a collaborative model, a cohort model, allows Megan the opportunity to work alongside of anywhere from 15 to 20 aspiring leaders to help problem solve and address the changes that are coming at us as leaders.
We know what we live every day, so I think that there's always that want to better where you're at now. And so I think, like Lori said, if that opportunity arises, I would definitely, you know, be very interested in that.
Lundgren plans to stay in the classroom for a few more years, but someday would like to be considered for a principal position. Still, she has a very strong interest in the area of special education.
Half of our students are special education students, and right now, you know, our day-to-day focus is starting to, you know, closing that gap for them and making, you know, letting them make as many improvements as they can, and that's really our primary focus. Your special education population is kind of undergoing a change right now, and I think that, you know, we're definitely seeing more of a need in that area within our own district, as I think many other districts are seeing. And I think it's helpful when you have an administrator who also has a teaching background.
And as Lundgren continues through this LIFS program, we asked her about the rigors of Common Core learning standards happening directly in her classroom and how it's affecting students. Surprisingly, she does not think students are being over-tested.
My answer may surprise you, but I'm going to say no. Because I think that, you know, while we all as teachers feel this pressure with the state testing, I think that you don't necessarily have to pass that on to your students. We prepare them. We provide them the curriculum. We, you know, have intensive instruction. But we don't cause them to stress about the test.
There are a little more than 3,800 students attending North Tonawanda City Schools. According to state education data, the graduation rate is at about 78%.
With the STLE grant, we're able to take our teacher leaders and restructure courses and course offerings at the high school in an effort to hopefully increase the advanced regents diploma rate and then give the kids the support they need to be graduating on time, minimally with Regents diplomas.
A program like LIFS is developing these teachers into the next school principals and could have a major impact on future classroom learning for students. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.